of their application. And is Kathy here?
Yes, I am.
And Kathy, have you gone over all the issues that were cited last time and made sure that they were all...
Were
satisfactory to the division?
We'd like to have a conversation. Let her go through her conversation and then ask for questions after that.
Okay, when we had our meeting back in October, there were some questions regarding the application for Aladdin Bail Bonds, Utah. Basically, one of the questions had come up regarding identifying the owners with the 10% interest in voting, partners, officers, and directors. Since that time of the meeting, Todd, I have received a copy of the amended Aladdin Bail Bonds of Utah LLC with the Department of Commerce listing Todd as one of the owners, and a new application for the Utah resident bail bond business entity license dated after the amended Aladdin Bail Bonds of Utah. I also received a copy, 1028 of 2014, which is a written consent of the manager of Aladdin Bail Bonds Utah LLC awarding Todd profit interest of 10% of the total authorized profit units of the company. So that part, as far as the application, he is now listed as an owner or a partner, a chief operating officer. They have taken care of the information with the Department of Commerce by adding him, and they have provided a 10% profit interest written agreement with Todd listed. So on the application part, they are indicating that Todd does have 10% of interest in there. The other question that we had regarding the letter of credit. Okay. And basically what they did is they did an amendment that states the letter of credit relates to Aladdin Bail Bonds of Utah. So that was with her in conjunction with her original letter of credit. 31A-35A-102, parentheses 12, parentheses B, the definitions. Is it
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
What occurred?
We just had some strange background noise going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everything after you said definition.
Oh, basically what happens is if the Utah Depository Institution is defined as one that operates a branch in Utah, and U.S. Bank does operate a branch in Utah. So as far as a letter of credit, they've met that part of it. Did want to bring up a further piece. An administrative stipulation, an order was entered with the Department of Insurance, State of Idaho in 2012, and one of the parties is the principal of Aladdin Bail Bonds of Utah LLC. This action was not disclosed to the department. And we've gone over the information with Suzette and also with Randy Overstreet. Aladdin has agreed to stipulate to a 24-month probation and a fine for not reporting the administrative action.
Is that separate from the two that they had on questions one and two on page?
Yes.
Three? Okay. Okay. Is that all, Kathy? Do you have anything else to bring up?
That is all that I've got to bring up.
Is there any concerns from, we probably ought to go down the list of people on the line rather than just having everybody chime in at once. Craig, do you have any concerns? No, it's been so long, I just can't remember what the two things, what the yes responses were on those two questions, but if nobody else, you know, has a concern about it. I mean, I know they were addressed, and the state's all right with them, so I don't have any concerns.
I believe that was dealt with the Department of Licensing, and I believe they cleared him.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Kathy?
You are totally correct.
Okay. Gordon, do you have any concerns?
No.
Katie, do you have any concerns?
Yeah, I guess I want to know the reason why the last thing wasn't disclosed, the administrative action in Idaho.
According to the information, they had stipulated and they didn't realize that it was an administrative action that they had to report.
Is that something that happens frequently?
It does.
Okay. Then I guess I'm good.
Yeah, generally speaking, it's caught in producer licensing.
Okay.
Stephen, do you have any concerns?
Nope, I'm fine. Yeah. None that haven't been, don't seem to have been addressed already. So I'm fine with it.
Pete, do you have any concerns?
No, I'm fine.
And Brett, do you have any concerns?
Nope, they appear to have met the requirements as set forth in the code.
Okay. Is there anybody else that I missed?
This is Dominic. I have one. It might be arbitrary, but it just seems, and I know this is kind of what we discussed at the last meeting, but it just seems kind of odd to me that he's not an officer of the company until he needs to be licensed. It just kind of seems out of sorts. Whether that has any bearing on the application or not, it just all of a sudden he's a CFO where he was just not the CFO a month or 2 months ago. He climbed the ladder awfully fast.
Brad, this is Suzette. Can I speak to that?
Would you please, Suzette?
In other lines of insurance, we see that quite often when they want to come into our state, when they're from another state, that they will make the concessions they need to make to match what our statute says. And I think this is very similar.
Makes sense. I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention.
I appreciate
Thank
that,
you.
Dominic.
Sure.
Hey, is there anybody else that has a concern?
I'd just like to know when they're going to, once they've been approved, when they will start operations in the state of Utah.
This is Suzette. They have to file their forms first, and they have not done that because they have to be approved as a licensee first, and then they can file their form.
Typically, it's 30 to 45 days for the forms to be approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other concerns? If there's no other concerns, I would probably say that we take a vote on this. And I'll go down the line. Craig.
Yes, I.
Katie.
Can there be a motion first?
Oh, yes. In fact, we should have a motion. Thank you, Dominic.
No problem.
Do we have a motion to put this to vote?
I'll make a motion. This is Craig. To have Latin Bell Bonds approved. Their license approved in the state of Utah.
This is Katie. I'll second.
Okay. All in favor of aye, I'm going to go down the list and say aye. Pete?
Aye.
Stephen?
Aye.
Katie?
Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Brett?
Yeah, I don't get to vote.
Hey, do we have anybody else there that needs to vote besides myself? Aye. Did we miss anybody? Is there anybody against? If there is anybody against, state your name. Looks
looks like motion passes unanimously. Looks like the application is approved, or recommendation for approval by the board is complete. Is there anything else we need to go over? Nothing else. This is Randy Gaither, the attorney. I appreciate the everyone calling in today. I know it's inconvenient, and taking this matter and doing the telephone conference. Thank you very much. Good luck, everybody. Thanks for joining the conference, and we will talk to you on our next meeting.
Happy holidays.
All right. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you.
Who said Merry Christmas for the minutes?